It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guide.
Good morning and welcome. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. God, we're already at the last weekend in April. I was sitting on the couch with my wife this week, and I'm like, you know what, honey? It's only another 5 weeks, 6 weeks till the longest day of the year. It's like, whoo, that shot by fast. But the summer solstice, which is that day, is on a Saturday. So I think I'm going to be throwing a big party called Party Till It's Dark. And see who shows up.
You'll have to have some Oberon.
Right, yeah, exactly.
But, get Whitson.
But so summer's, I hope it's right around the corner. It seems a lot like spring right now, but it's cool. I'm Jop, he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop, and thanks for joining us on this little bit of craziness we put out over the network and on a podcast. Of course, we are the Grillin' Guys, and our website is called thegrillinguys.com. You can check out the site. You can sign up for... of course, the podcast. You can click on the links to all of our sponsors on the right side, and you can stream live at the bottom. It'll take you right to Jethro FM live every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. So you might be listening live stream right now, or you may be in a duck blind.
Right.
Turkey stand.
Turkey stand. Duck blinds in the fall.
I hear the turkeys all over the place right now.
Oh, yeah. They're
of course,
out there.
Living in the woods.
Yeah.
I hear them, and I just walk out there, and I try and scan them, but they're so clever. You know, their vision is amazing.
They're pretty camouflaged, too. I mean, you can look at them and not see them.
The deer are, too. The deer are really gray this time of year, and everything's kind of gray.
Yeah.
Man, they'll hide right on the side of the road, and I've just about hit several.
Yeah,
just not seeing them till they move.
And right.
Fortunately, they see me.
Right. Yeah. Big old Tahoe. They don't want to kiss
that
one.
That's right. Yeah. Well, you know, I've been talking about my health journey and trying to learn all over again, maybe how to eat, what's good food, what's bad. I think we're all, as a nation, I think we're learning a lot of things over again that maybe were not told to us properly, or, you know, or myths or something corporations sold us, you know, like canola oil for one thing.
Right.
You know, rapeseed. Or you want to eat an oil from something called rapeseed?
Yeah. I've never seen a field of canola. I just didn't tell you that.
They're called rapeseed. They're yellow.
I understand.
And what they do to a field is destroy it after a few years of growing. It's worth nothing.
Right.
So what a lot of these products do to your body is similar. And getting older, I really want to have better and better health. So I've been taking supplements for the last few years, working out
sporadically,
these things. No, I'm like, very religious now. I'm heading to the gym after this show. As a matter of fact, that's why I'm in all sweats.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
But that's
the resurrection was last weekend, Bob.
That's going very good. I'm losing weight and getting stronger, and that's what I want to do. And, but so in this journey, I'm listening to all these people like Bobby Kennedy and all these health professionals or whatever. And, I'm learning about things that I've heard about, but didn't really care.
Right.
And one of the things that I have that's hit the radar is peptides.
Okay.
And you asked me what they are.
Right.
I'm not in a position yet to describe them.
Okay.
We have a new sponsor coming on, and they're called Limitless, and they actually produce these peptides. But basically, it's a cellular, I can't describe
it. Why don't we wait till they get on the show and then let them explain it?
Well, we're going to do that, but what I'm telling you is this company has products that we're going to be able to offer on our website. And they're called BPCs. Some of them are BPCs, body protection compounds. But these things basically, this one helps in wound healing, soft tissue healing. One is a way to feel 18 again. Those are performance enhancing. So they're not steroids. They're the opposite. They're little peptides make your body actually just perform better. And they have to be I guess, cultivated. They're not made in an assembly line. They're made in a lab, but they're cultivated. And there's one for longevity, guys like me want. And then there's BPCs that are TB500 and maybe the 157 they call the Swiss Army knife of peptides. So it does a lot of things for you. It's the one you can take that'll just do a bunch of things. But then there's one called C-Max and Cellink. And then there's one that is a libido enhancer. And that's pretty cool. As you're an older guy, your testosterone drops. So if you want thicker hair, if you want more hair, if you want, you know, a better sex.
Hair where there used to be no hair.
No.
Oh, that's the other one.
If you want a better sex life.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
You know, you want that endurance.
Oh, you know, yeah. You guys have covered a lot on this show, but wow.
Peptides.
Right. So all this did is just raise about 600 questions.
That's
that
okay.
Nobody has an answer for until these guys get here.
Well,
I'm looking forward to them coming in.
We have somebody that will be joining us in the next few weeks. I'm simply scratching the tip of the iceberg here to let people know that.
Well, there's a problem. It's an iceberg. You got to warm it up a little bit, and then.
I already told these people at Limitless that you would not be on board.
Oh, I'm on board. You don't know all the stuff that I take every day, right? I don't get this good, Bob, without some augmentation. I'm just telling you.
Oh Lord!
Right? Yeah. This is not a natural job. This has augmentation everywhere.
So anyway,
let your mind wander. It really doesn't matter.
Limitless is coming down the pike for us, and we're going to learn about some things that are very, very healthy for us, and hopefully some people can enjoy endurance.
Right, right. So changing the subject about endurance, as I've secured a catering gig for a couple hundred guys, and it's a outdoors organization, and basically they said, I want beef brisket. That's the meat we want for everybody. And that's a big party. I know that 99% of you would never do something that large, but I want to talk, Bob, a little bit, because you've done more big parties, especially with brisket, than I have. How do I figure out how much to serve a person when it's predominantly men? Do you have a tip for that or anything, or how do we do that?
Not a clue.
Not a clue? Yeah, right.
Well, you know what Rob Russell and I used to always use as a rule of thumb is kind of out the window, because you're talking about all men and they're serving themselves.
Right.
So I would say, for one thing, brisket is a little safer because it doesn't reduce nearly as much as pork butt. So if you used the old standard of finished product, quarter pound per person, for an event like you're doing, that's not enough.
Right.
Because they're going to put a half pound per serving
on their plate.
Yeah.
Right. When they're serving themselves, and I've observed that at other parties, is that eyes are bigger than your stomach, and they take a bunch of it, and then a portion of it ends up in the trash on a lot of plates. And, you know, I'm going to cover them with starches, big old cheesy potatoes and stuff and beans with it, but you know, that's the thing, is that I'm trying to figure out. Now, when you buy a full pack of brisket, you're buying a couple pounds of fat, if not more, that big channel of fat that goes between the point and the flat. Do you cut most of that out of there? I mean, do I have to account for that?
Everybody does it differently. If I'm doing a job like you're doing, I'm going to leave that collagen and that center binder in there. I'm going to take the big chunks off the side and the as much off the bottom and back end as I can, just because I want to limit the grease production.
Yeah.
But I'm going to keep that thing intact. I will do this, my standard routine of cutting the flat off at a certain point just so it tastes good.
Don't overcook it, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
But I want to leave that flat and decal or point connected, so when I serve the slices, they look gigantic.
Yeah. Yep, very nice. All right. Well, good. Thanks. Thanks for the tip. Coming up next, we're going to go from the front part of a cow to probably part of the lamb, because lamb is something that not a lot of people do, but you're missing out if you don't. And we're going to cover the lamb and tell you how to cook it. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Andy Havemeyer, operating owner of Wealthy Street Bakery, where we're more than just pastries. Open from 6:30 to 9, Monday through Saturday, and 8 to 3 on Sundays. You can enjoy a fresh pastry in the morning, a hearty sandwich for lunch, or a delicious brick oven pizza for dinner. Whether you're into coffee and tea, beer or wine, our drink menu is sure to have something for everyone. We hope to see you soon. Don't forget to check out our sister location, Hall Street Bakery, on the corner of Hall and Fuller. Check out our menus online at wealthystreetbakery.com and also at hallstreetbakery.com.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Job, it never gets dull. The grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes. It's gonna be
welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. It's the biotech boys. We're going to get better through modern chemistry. Or you can just eat a bunch of really good barbecue. And that's really what we're talking about today.
Isn't that funny? Because you know what a lot of these health guys, like my sons and all these people are doing also, is they're buying powdered gelatin, beef gelatin, which is loaded with collagen.
Right.
So that we've discovered that collagen is actually great for us.
Right.
And that's why I say I'm going to leave that connective tissue between the flat and the point together, because that's chock full of collagen.
Yep.
Eat that stuff.
Yeah.
Eat
exactly.
That. Your fingernails will be thicker.
And it's full of flavor too. Yeah. It's full of flavor too. And you know, it'll be good for you. I've been now for 2 months been going over to Sobey getting a 5-pound block of tallow, and I put it in my Dutch oven. Many uses for a Dutch oven if you're just tuning into the Grilling Guys. And I render it down.
I feel like I just stumbled into a tribe in Africa who just discovered cast iron. You know?
But I render it down, and then I put it in a mason jar, and it's stable on the countertop if you keep the air off it.
How many times do you render it?
Just once. Just, you know, I put it in there until you'll get some hard substance that you pick out, but right. The rest of it is liquid, and that's what I've been using to cook in. And it's a great flavor, but... anyway, let's talk a little bit about a lamb.
It's woodpecker food at my house.
Right, I get it. I get it.
No, my cow, I got to pick up next week. I still have a little bit of tallow left, but my son renders a bunch. And every time I feed the woodpeckers, he goes, "Do you realize how expensive that woodpecker food is?"
Yeah, right.
It's like,
yeah,
but look at that cedar siding they're destroying.
Yeah, right.
That's $7 a foot.
Yeah.
Lamb. So, you know, Jop, we've done this almost 15 years, and I have been tasked very often with coming up with a show plan. And sometimes I don't have anything that feels good, anything that feels good. And as I'm writing this show up, I'm thinking, gosh, I missed steelhead season again this spring. We should have been all over steelhead. And I started trying to do steelhead. I couldn't get anything. And, I look up at my bookcase, and I see Best Ribs Ever by Steven Reichlin. So I send Steve an email. He's too busy. It's like, okay, well, I've already got the book.
Yeah.
I've already done the same book.
Yep.
I've done a bunch of these recipes. Maybe we just slow our roll and talk about some, I don't know, less common things about ribs that people might want to know. And I had a marker in here that I might have done a long time ago or whatever, but it was grilled lamb ribs.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, gosh, I've never made those. I've done venison ribs, which didn't turn out very well. But lamb ribs, and I always consider lamb to be kind of like a fat venison, but it's really not. They're very different meats. And I thought, So I started doing a deep dive into this recipe, and I'm reading it, and I'm like, I really got to try this.
So are you cooking them in a rack like ribs, or are you cooking them individual like the lolly chops? Because that's where lamb chops are the lamb ribs.
Right.
Right? And you either cook the whole rack, or you cook them one off. Which are you looking at here?
I'm going to do the whole rack.
Okay. All right.
And I'm going to leave them intact, But I guess one of the conversations was, since this is a sort of a delicate meat. I mean, you got to, it's not like pork where you can just, you know,
cook it forever,
or and brisket, it's, right. or, you know, something you can just heat the heck out of. You want to be kind of gingerly with a rack of lamb. And I just think, I don't know. I think we always think of ribs and we think of baby backs.
Yeah.
And it's just not really accurate.
Right.
And the next segment, we're going to do a form of beef ribs, but it's because we think of ribs in a certain way. That's just how they are. No, no, that's Chili's. They got us thinking baby backs.
Yeah.
But this is they're going to be smaller. And what this recipe in Best Ribs Ever by Stephen Reichlin, Barbecue Bible, wonderful guy I got to know years ago in the HPBA. He would go to all the same shows, and he was always very incognito. He's quite famous already at the time, but nobody bothered him because he didn't look, you know, he wasn't on a TV set. He was looking pretty scruffy most of the time, honestly. Yeah. I think he liked to go through that way.
Reminds me of that guy with the curly hair that paints on TV. You know, he never talks. He just paints and tells you how he's doing it. But, I mean, he's really good at what he does, but he's kind of incognito. Same guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bad reference. Sorry.
I don't know who that is, but I'm sure it's
Oh, you guys have similar. All seen him over the years. He's been around 100 years. But not Reichlin.
Yeah. Anyway, so these things you can do in a lot of different ways, but what they're going to talk you into doing is marinating in EVO garlic and chopped mint. And
I would put a little rosemary and thyme in there because I've done this recipe before many times. And but not out of Reichlin's book, but I've done baby back ribs from lamb.
Yep.
I love them.
Baby back?
Well, they're lamb. They're not sheep. Or, you know, they're lamb, so they're babies.
Baby
yeah.
rib.
Baby rib, yeah.
So anyway, for some reason, mint always makes its way in there.
Yeah.
And it's not on a julep.
Right.
But so you're going to marinate these things at least 6 hours, and you're going to put them in a pan or a Ziploc bag works well, or a Cryovac bag. But you're just going to keep flipping them every few hours and refrigerate it for 12 to 24 hours yep. and let them really marinate well.
Right.
And then, I don't know, what do you suppose is the average grill somebody has?
Well, I think it's a gas grill from China, came from a big box store, and that's the average one because they're $400 or $500 now, but a lot of people, they aren't as passionate as maybe we are and some of our listeners.
So they're going to have maybe two or three burners.
Yeah.
And they're probably going to go left to right.
Sure.
Instead of front to back.
Yeah.
And that's good if they do, because then you have an opportunity to turn one end on high and put your food down at the other end and do what we call indirect grilling. If I'm doing indirect, I'm just going to lay the rack out flat on a grate. But let's say it's a small dinky grill.
Right.
And I've got size issues.
Yep.
Now I'm going to have to.
You got to get some peptides in there.
I'm going to have to be very, very careful. You're right. Learning. See, you're picking it up already.
Hey, man. Sharp as a tack, Rich.
You're going to be like Arnold Schwarzenegger in no time. And I don't mean boinking your maid.
That's true.
What?
That's true, because I don't have a maid.
Oh, but you do. So, she's a redhead.
No.
Oh, Lordy.
That's just a dog I pick up after.
So anyway, if let's say you got a dinky grill and you've got to do this rack of ribs on one side, hopefully you at least have two burners. You're going to do them on one side. You might have to stand them up. You might have to cut them into three or four rib sections and skewer them together.
Yeah.
And that's another way to do it. But we'll finish this up when we get done with the break. But take it away, Peptide Boy.
Yeah, man. All right. So we're halfway through a lamb recipe. I promise we'll finish it up before we get to show you where's the beef. You're listening to The Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fenn Valley Vineyards.
Barbecue Bob for Garrett's Appliance. Lots of folks are remodeling, and if you are, you owe it to yourself to go to Garrett's Appliance. They made my kitchen the perfect example of elegant and functional. Visit either location, 29th Street in Kentwood or 28th Street in Wyoming. Garrett's Appliance also has a super lineup of patio kitchen equipment, and you can count on their design team for a perfect outdoor grilling area. Visit GarrettsAppliances.com. That's GarrettsAppliances.com.
Now hit me.
Oh, yeah. The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys. It's the weekend. I hope you're out firing up a grill or a smoker and creating a little grill envy in your neighborhood. I know that I'm going to be doing that later today. But we were in the middle of a lamb recipe if you were in the last segment, and we'll finish it up.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
Yeah, so basically we're going to marinate these rack of ribs in EVO and garlic and maybe mint if you like it. Mint goes great with it, but whatever. Jop likes rosemary. No baby jokes. So, if you can't get it on your grate and you want to cut it into like 4 or 5 rib sections and skewer them and stand them up, that's cool too. I have plenty of times when I've had to do that out of necessity and it saved my butt. But basically we're talking about the little bamboo skewers, and you just stand them up and you keep them an inch apart and you make a little rack of maybe 3. And then it, since they're skewered, 2 or 3 skewers into it, they want to stand up. And the beauty of that is the heat goes up between them, and you're not, maybe you're taking up less space. The footprint's smaller. Let's say you only have 1 burner. Well, you can do the same thing, but now I'm going to tell you to take a piece of ceramic, like a pizza stone or something like that, put it on one end of your grill, and do all this on that one end. You can still do indirect even if you don't have the dual burners.
Right.
And if you don't, I would say go down to Garrett's Appliance. They're having a huge clearance sale right now and buy one of those Broil Kings. They're cheap and they're wonderful.
Yeah.
American, North American
made.
They're
expensive, but they got a great warranty on them too. So another way to do a rack of lamb is to cut them up in individual chops. This is my way. It's not the right way. It's my way. But I'll take that same. It's a little rack of ribs. It's only like maybe a foot long, if that. So you cut them up. I'm doing it for the same reason Bob just described, is that I want marinade on all sides, first of all. But second of all, when I got them in the chops, I can do these on a really hot grill and have them done in a minute or two.
Yep.
Because I'm not getting a smoky flavor on these. I'm getting a grilled flavor.
That's the difference between a chop and a rib.
Right. Yep.
So beef ribs, this one we did a long time ago. It, again, it's from Stephen Reichlin's book, Best Ribs Ever. And the guy really is a genius. He's one of those guys I really look up to. And as a barbecue guy, it's sometimes very hard to maybe take a lot of people's advice because you've just done so much. You disagree with so much, or you go, I don't know about that. There's not much he says that I disagree with, honestly. And you know how that goes. So this one's called, and it's on page 282 of the Bible, Sweet Soy Grilled Short Ribs.
Mm.
And this is a fantastic, if you're going to do beef ribs, this is a fantastic way to do them if you just have that gas grill. And what you're going to do is you're going to create your sauce, which is oyster sauce, sugar, soy, sake, garlic, ginger, all these great things. And then you're going to cover and put those ribs in a bowl and marinate overnight, or at least for 2 or 3 hours.
Let's stop a second right there. That's a great marinade. It's got an Asian flavor.
Oh, yeah.
It, right?
Yeah.
And
it's definitely a Chinese thing or Japanese
thing. I'm thinking
that
short ribs aren't in your normal big box store very often.
No, the butcher's going to make them
for you. You got to go to Sobeys or your butcher, whoever that is. Sobeys is ours. And get these cut. And you might have to call ahead. That's all I want to touch base
on,
because
they don't already have them short in the case. You're going to have more trouble getting them cut long.
Right.
That's when you'll have to order them, in my opinion.
Yep.
You're going to have to order them that way. Most butchers now, I think maybe because of recipes like this or the trend, are already prepping them and having those ready, but that's a good point. This would be what I would call a Korean rib.
Okay.
In Korea, and it's been 40 years since I've been there, but this is what they're going to make you, and they're going to make it for you outside on a picnic table on a charcoal fire.
Okay.
And it's very, very cool. And they're done pretty quick. But so you're going to do direct grilling. You're going to oil the grate. You're going to place those on the grate until they start sizzling and it gets dark brown. It's going to take 3 to 4 minutes per side. You're going to transfer them to a platter and sprinkle them with scallions and green onions and serve them. This is not like a typical rib recipe. You're going to do 3 to 7 minutes, I'm going to say, depending on your temperature, on each side. Now, I like to go a little lower temperature and take longer, because some of these beef ribs, the bone itself is a little thick, and you just want to try and break away as much of that connective tissue as possible, because I do want them kind of falling off the bone when I'm ready to serve them. I don't want my bride fighting them at the table or my guests.
Right.
Because that would be rude.
Yep. Well, and especially the ladies that we've had experience feeding in the past, they don't like to eat with their hands. You know, they want to be able to have it on a plate and use a knife and a fork. And it's just, you know, guy, like, I'll pick up a bone and gnaw on it. But I just think that a lot of people, that's a little bit of a turn off.
It might start that way, but I find that sooner or later they surrender.
Oh, yeah.
They just...
Or they don't eat, right?
I mean, you can't use a knife and fork with ribs. Right. So anyway, so that's called sweet and spicy grilled short ribs. And it's going to be sugar, oyster sauce, soy, sake. You ever have sake?
A couple times. Wasn't a big fan.
Well, it's a rice wine.
Yeah.
And they serve it warm.
Yeah.
And we used to go to that Japanese steakhouse. It's now called something different. They moved it. It was Shanghai Gardens over by Knapp, or over on the Beltline and the freeway. Nah. Either way, it's now called Ichiban.
Yeah.
And they do the Szechuan style cooking right in front of you.
It's your bum?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the side effect.
Okay.
Smoke a bong.
There's a lot of those around too. So the market has changed.
So sweet soy grilled short ribs. There's a million recipes, but if you have these items on your recipe, they're going to make a good marinade. And just try grilling them once. Do short ribs. Go tell the butcher at Sobeys. Tell the guy you want how many pounds and you want them short. Tell him how long you want them. I'm going to say you want them 4 inches. But they'll probably have an ideal size for you.
So with the ribs, when they start to shrink away, if you the 4-inch rib that Bob just referenced, when it's really done cooking, it might only be 2.5 inches. It has shrunk away from the bone a little bit because it contracts as it cooks, and that's one of your indicators on when they're done. No?
But with this one, it doesn't quite work out that way, because we're grilling them. And it's a short, fast process. It's a lot less different than smoking, what you and I are used to doing.
Right.
So with these, they're done so quickly, they're going to be a little tougher. I mean, you're going to fight them just a little bit, but because of this marinade and the process, they're going to taste so good. This is why you pick them up, because you're going to be ripping that flesh from that rib.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. Beef ribs they aren't everywhere. You're not going to find them in every store, and they aren't for everybody, because they're very flavorful, but you got to have a knack for it, and you got to figure it out, and that's why we reference a book. I think Reichland's got internet presence as well, right? And you can find this recipe if you don't have the book like we do.
You won't find that one on his website.
No.
But you can look up Korean ribs.
Right.
And you'll find something similar. As long as you have the oyster sauce, the soy, the sake, the sugar, and Does it call for ginger? I'm a big ginger guy.
Yeah.
Because I watched Gilligan's Island.
I don't know. I guess I'm a big Marianne guy.
Garlic and scallions. No, there's no ginger.
Right. Okay. Well, then she's out of this deal. So coming up next, we are in the springtime. This is the time where you go out and you look at your grilling area and you're like, my game needs to be upped a little bit or not. And so it all describes with space and style and what you want to do out there. That's maybe something we can talk about in the upcoming segment. But you're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
If you're feeling hungry and you want something to eat, make yourself a list and head on down to Sobey Meats, where our staff is always friendly and they all know our creed. Come on down to Sobey's and let us meet your needs. We have kielbasa, kapusta, chicken, pork, and beef, seafood and hot sticks, a snack that can't be beat, dairy and deli, groceries, beer and wine. And once you shop at Sobey's, you'll shop there all the time.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey from Sobey Meats. Please stop by to see Teresa and myself and the whole gang for good old-fashioned service at 3450 Remembrance Road. Make sure you visit SobeyMeats.com for our specials, and thank you for your support.
So when you're feeling hungry and you want something to eat, make yourself a list and head on down to Sobey Meats. And if you're really satisfied, there's one way we can tell. When you leave the store, make sure you ring our bell.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guy.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We've been through the barnyard with some lamb and some beef, and now we're going to go right to your back porch and think a little bit about upping your game. Bob, I've talked a couple weeks ago, so I won't be redundant, but I've got to redo the surface of my grilling station because I've got some beautiful Lowell hickory that I finished incorrectly, and after 3 years, the finish is gone. So I went and got a belt sander, and I haven't done it yet, but that's on my weekend agenda this weekend, is to pull all those grills off there, clean them thoroughly. It's my opportunity. I got them off. I've got the pizza oven, I've got my tech, and I've got the big green egg, and they're all going to be spiffed up because of a long winter cooks with no cleaning. So those are going to happen. But then if I was doing this the right way, I'd expand that area a little bit because my space is not right. I've got too much stuff.
You can make a jig. Those boards that I gave you are all cut to that one size.
Right.
So you could literally lay one of them on your workbench and take a couple finishing nails and pound them down on each end, just lower than the wood, pound them down on each end, and then you could slide your boards in and out of that jig, and you could put that, because when you put that belt sander on that board,
yeah, hang on.
It's coming at you, brother.
Yeah, right.
You're going to be singing soprano.
Yeah.
So what I was talking about for space and style is really kind of like the grill itself. And when we talk about doing skewers, how much space do you have on your grill for ribs? And what style of cook are you going to be able to do? That was really kind of the thought there.
All right.
But it does translate to workstations as well. So, I mean, we've kind of beat that to death. But
yep.
We did last week talk about your thing, and I told you what I was going to do with
peptides.
You were redoing your workstation.
Right, right.
Well, I also moved that big Argentinian stainless grill
right
over to Baby Jail.
Right. Yep.
And
I'm pretty excited about having.
Well, I finally got it in there. I mean, actually got the move done.
Yeah.
When I had muscle around.
Sure.
Because it's a beast. But now I'm like in the power wash mode. Got the barbecue shack. Getting a spring clean and
yeah,
because the pollen and all the stuff that collects in there is just unreal.
Yeah,
and I do have to get some of those little chili lights to hang around the outside of it.
Sure,
I
up really, your game, Bob.
I really
up
like
your
those.
Game, brother.
You know the yeah. trailer park kind of thing,
right? Hey, easy now. Those are in a lot of people's houses.
Those are at my house on the porch right now.
Right. Yep, exactly.
Well, RV parks, people with RVs always have those. the travel trailer people always have those hanging on their little
cabanas. Oh, sure. Yeah, it's festive.
Yes.
Right? Yep. I'm here to have fun.
Yes.
Right.
So space and style for direct. So basically, again, it's down to the type of grill you have. And I would encourage people to have more grills.
Well,
they're not that expensive.
Between
Look
us, there's probably 15 between us.
Yeah,
that we have. So I know I think I'm at 7, but I'm always looking for the 8th one. I'm just going to tell you that right now because you really can't have too many. The only charcoal grill I have is that rotisserie, the barbacoa or not barbacoa? What was that called?
Epicoa,
and I have the Big Green Egg. And the Big Green Egg is a special purpose smoker for me. The Epicoa is a rotisserie.
So what you're saying is you need a Cajun.
I do. I need a charcoal grill. Now, it's a good thing my wife doesn't listen to this show because she would disagree with me strongly. But because
yeah, you're out of space too.
Yeah,
you got a.
I mean, I can make more, but
you got a 6-foot woman in a 5-foot dress back there.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. Now, do you get rid of one to add one?
Oh no. No, I just need to add one.
You got to move one,
right? I need a Weber kettle, for example. People think. Well, I mean, we're not highfalutin guys here, okay? I've got some really nice equipment that I've acquired over the years, but at the end of the day, you can't beat a Weber kettle. And if that's the only grill you have, you're in good shape. And I don't have one anymore. Because I've opted for other things.
I think Garrett's has them on sale right now.
Yeah, well, that's where I'll go to look for one because they're just an all-around great grill. And we were talking about direct, indirect, stacked, and smoked.
And that one grill will do it all.
You can do it
all. They actually make a big one that...
Oh, here we go. Now I need more space.
They have, you know, Weber has that top-end gas grill they call their Summit.
Right.
Well, they made a Summit kettle.
Oh.
And it's a big kettle with a steel liner and all kinds of accoutrements.
All right.
Word of the day.
Got to have accoutrements.
It is so cool.
Right after
very
I eat my
flexible.
Peptides. Yeah.
So do you wait till your wife is out of town before you go pick up your
yes.
new?
Yes.
Okay. Just
yes.
ask. And then you get.
And you use
she
daddy
wanders
cash.
Outside going, you know, I don't remember this one. Oh, honey, we've had that for years.
You use daddy cash for that.
Right. Oh, yeah. Nice.
It actually, if they cost $700, it's going to cost you $1,500 because you got to send her out of town when you can get it. I'm just saying that right now. You know, it's a budget thing, but whatever. It's I don't have one, and because the charcoal I do use is lump, and that's something that
you know what you might think about is a Smoky Joe.
Yeah,
that's the little kettle.
Yeah,
you'd be surprised at how much food you can produce on a Smoky Joe,
right?
Because they're probably 17 inches,
a little bigger 16. Than a basketball.
What's wonderful, of course, you don't go camping or anything, but if you go somewhere, you can take it with you and camp somewhere else,
right? Yep, exactly. And
wasn't Smoky Joe a guy we hung out with at the dorm back in college at Ferris?
Yeah, no, he was my roommate.
Oh, there you go.
Right,
I think
exactly.
You're thinking of Stoner.
Stoner Joe. Right. Okay, all right.
Yep, exactly. So, you know, when you have limited grill space and you have to cook a lot of food, it creates a challenge because most of the time you don't want your food touching. Even on a skewer, you'd like a little bit of space between them just to let all sides cook evenly. But at the end of the day, it can be done, and you just need to rotate your stock. And as you know, because the heat's hottest on the grate and up above, you just keep rotating those around, turning things, and you'll be just fine. You don't need to say, well, I can't cook for 8 people on my little Smoky Joe. You just have to cook a little different, right? And
right.
I think that's a word to the wise because give yourself a little more time if you got to stack up food.
For the younger dads I'm thinking of in particular, I remember as a young dad taking my Smoky Joe down to Gulf Shores for spring break.
Right.
And that was so nice.
Yep.
Because you're going to want to do certain amount of events while you're there. And we had a suburban load of kids.
Right.
Maybe somebody else's even. And so a little grill would fit in there, and I had my carrier on the back anyway, but... it's very convenient to have a little grill to take along, and I think you can pick those up. I gave mine away. I wish I knew you wanted one. I'd have kept it for you.
I've got a lot of the equipment you've given away, and I was very grateful to have it. So I can go get my own Smokey Joe.
I bet Garrett's has one.
Right. I might stop by
go
there.
Go down and see Bruce Meeks.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. He's the man. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Bruce Meekoff.
Right.
Edit that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Mr. Producer, are we missing anything from this show other than logic?
No. You guys have hit just about everything. I never had heard you guys get into ED before on the show, so that was a big of a mind blower.
Well, you know, we're
today.
Getting older. We're getting older.
Yeah,
and
sometimes nice if the shooter is performing like it used to 40 years ago.
Okay, yeah. Then. Wow, what does that have to do with grilling?
But the game is different, too, so you're not shooting at the same thing.
And just the word peptides kind of gets you aroused, doesn't it?
When you start saying shooting, I'm like, wow.
I don't know. So it says the reason you should learn more about it. I think I still want to do that before I get excited about it.
Oh, isn't it fun?
Yeah. It is a lot of fun. We're hit a stall here, guys. This is unlike the grilling guys. But so is Mrs. Conrad got her grill out yet?
No, she's our grill's out all winter. It's out on the porch.
Attaboy, he's learning.
Why you gotta always go into a sack tap in the middle of the show?
Well, I mean, my peptides are running wild.
Oh yeah. Man! So these boys are both graduates of Ferris. So I want to congratulate.
No, I did not graduate.
You did not.
I transferred to Grand Valley.
He attended.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I made the mistake and transferred to Grand Valley. I loved Ferris.
There was always a lot of guys in college that didn't graduate. So,
right.
And well, I followed a brunette down to Grand Rapids, so I had to go to Grand Valley.
There you go. All right. A lot of fishing opens up this weekend. Pike is opening up this weekend. Different things.
Right. Walleyes are doing that. Fishing is good. The guys are killing it down on the Detroit River and in Lake Erie right now with the walleyes. They're going crazy.
Is it walleyes or walleye?
It's about 15 seconds to wrap up the show.
Well, that's good. Well, you've been listening to Grilling Guys. Sorry about the stall at the end, but sometimes that happens when you're cooking. You just got to deal with it. But we appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Get out in your backyard, fire up a grill, and create some grill envy in your neighborhood. We'll talk with you next week.
See ya.